there is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. In the United States, the FBI has told a Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee that the Jewish community is getting it from all sides. This was disclosed during a hearing focusing on threats to the homeland, which noted the Jewish community as being a target for foreign terror attacks and local extremist activities. FBI Director Christopher Wray disclosed that 63% of religiously motivated violence in the country is fueled by anti-Semitism against a Jewish population comprising only 2.4% of the population. Wray and the Secretary of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas, confirmed that they would support a national plan to counter anti-Semitism. Latest statistics show that in 2020, the most recent year with available data, the FBI recorded 676 religious bias crimes targeting Jews, accounting for 55% of all religious bias crimes. The Austrian government plans to extend laws which will ban the trivialization of the Holocaust. This is in response to protesters offensively portraying themselves as Holocaust victims. Since the end of World War II, Nazi symbols and propaganda material has been declared illegal. The newly introduced laws will permit law enforcement to pursue such protesters and prosecute accordingly. Austria's Justice Minister, Armin Zadic, has warned that any trivialization, whether it's National Socialist genocide or Nazi crimes against humanity, will not be tolerated, and those doing so will face severe punishment for such actions. Implementation of these laws requires a two-thirds parliamentary majority, including the support of one opposition party. And Zadic added that this declaration would also include online material posted from outside of Austria directed at Austrians and other EU nations. The Abraham Accords continue to demonstrate their worth amongst its signatories, with a recent agreement to open new offices in the United Arab Emirates, where two Israeli companies will begin operations in high-growth sectors such as agritech, health services, and financial technology. The agreement, announced at the Abu Dhabi Finance Week 2022 event, will see Israeli global venture firm Our Crowd and Israeli fintech company Liquidity Group increasing its operations by opening more offices in the United Arab Emirates. This expands on their program launched in 2020, which offers financial and non-financial incentives for global companies to expand their intellectual property in Abu Dhabi. Our Crowd says this venture, amongst other operations, will allow it to grow its Abu Dhabi-based team to 60 over the next 4 years as part of a $60 million investment, whilst Liquidity highlighted working with Abu Dhabi-based universities to develop educational training programs and machine learning certification operations as some of its contributions. With the whistle about to kick off World Cup 2022 on Sunday, Israel's foreign ministry is cautioning Israeli and Jewish supporters to downplay their identity whilst in Qatar. The caution relates to Qatar generally not allowing Israelis to enter the country, but are doing so for the tournament. More than 20,000 Israelis are expected in the Arab country, which does not have diplomatic ties with the Jewish state. And according to reports, only 3,500 will be using their Israeli passports for the trip. Meanwhile, Qatar has approved temporary direct flights from Tel Aviv to Doha, and an Israeli foreign ministry delegation is already there to acquaint Israeli visitors with local laws and customs so as to avoid any possible tensions or differences with Qataris and visitors from neighboring Arab states. A foreign affairs spokesperson has urged Israelis to avoid displaying Israeli symbols such as the Israeli flag or the Star of David and be wary of public drunkenness and homosexual relationship activities which are outlawed in the Muslim country. And with the weekend around the corner, let's see what made or continues to make headlines this week. The second Israeli cuisine festival takes place this weekend. Birthright Israel, since 1999, has introduced 800,000 young Jewish adults to Israel on 10-day trips. A new portal called Report It is launched for anyone to report any hate, racism, anti-Semitism, or other discriminatory practices. Momentum launches an app called Yom, which aims to unite Jewish women worldwide. And Israeli scientists say, run more, exercise more, it will help beat the risk of getting cancer. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.